This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa, on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hamas, really not worth the paper they would be printed on if they printed them on paper. Folks, welcome to the program. Here we are. It is hour number four. That means we're in the 5 o'clock hour here on the program this morning. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That is the number if you'd like to call in and be part of the program this morning. In just a few moments, we'll be talking with our good friend, Frank Salvato, from undergroundusa.com, and of course, the author of the book Nullification, making a special midweek appearance here on the program this morning. And that's because, you know, we're going to be out of the studios. Quick program note here. We're going to be out of the studio on Thanksgiving Day. That's Thursday morning, also Friday morning, but back live for the weekend show. And Frank was gracious enough to come in here on the Wednesday edition of the program. So we have a chance, another chance this week to talk with Frank Salvato. And once again, folks, if you want to head over to KyleWarrenShow.com, you can do that if you'd like to send us a direct message. We got a few direct messages already this morning. Richard the Marine from Wally, also from Joanne. We sure appreciate it. And head over there, KyleWarrenShow.com, and you can send us a direct message. Simply click on the link, send Kyle a direct message, and you're off and running from there. Well, without further ado, let's bring in our good friend Frank Salvato, UndergroundUSA.com, and as I said, the author of the book Nullification. Good morning, Frank, and happy Thanksgiving early to you.
Mr. Kyle, yeah, happy early Thanksgiving to you as well. I guess this is like oven day or something.
That's right. Yeah.
Is Black Friday a racist term?
I don't. It's always been called that. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm wondering if people are going to be really spending this Black Friday. I mean, I know some people are. I know a couple of people, they go out in the early morning, and they just go out and shop and everything. But I'm wondering this year if people are going to be a little bit more restrained.
Well, I'm not sure they've got a choice. You know, when you're suffering 2 years plus into an economy that is incredibly horrible, unless you're putting yourself into economic prison on your credit cards, I'm not sure how you can afford to go out and spend as if the economy is thriving, because it's not.
Well, sure. And like we were just talking with Chris Markowski, you know, Janet Yellen tries to explain to us that, well, people just kind of feel bad about the economy. It doesn't mean it's really bad, I guess. I mean, just paraphrasing here, but, you know, it's like, well, and the president himself said, well, we got these great numbers, but people don't understand the numbers. But we do understand the numbers because we can see it with our own eyes in the real world.
Well, those comments are coming from two people who believe you could just print money and everything will be okay. if that's the case, everybody should want a Monopoly set for Christmas, and then everybody's flush.
Indeed. That's right. Yeah, but people are actually having, like, Sill Park Place at this point or something, you know, yeah, just to make ends meet.
I'm just living on the railroad cars right now, baby.
Well, I don't know, I can't resist. Well, Hunter Biden, of course, would want the first dibs on the get out of jail free card.
Yeah, and probably want free parking too. That's, you know,
exactly. Well, I mean, obviously, yeah, it's going to be kind of a different season coming up here, I think, and I think a lot of people too. I think they just don't want more excess, especially because of the uncertainty that's there. We got these high interest rates. Some people have two jobs. You know, they're trying to make ends meet, this kind of thing. So I think people are going to be holding on to their cash a little bit more.
It's a wise move in an economy like this. Maybe you take some money that you would have spent on something that is not a necessity and invest it into something to help your money grow or to save for, I won't say what's inevitable, but save for, what happens if everything hits the fan. You know, it's never a bad thing to be prepared. That said, the media itself, you know, everybody's, you go into Walmart or you go into Home Depot or you go into Target, all the Christmas decorations are up already. They've been up for a couple of weeks. Right after Halloween, it was Christmas, and that was it. And I have a sneaking suspicion it's a little bit more than just the excess of capitalism. I think that you've got these giant corporations who are now in bed with the government, and the government is neo-fascist and very left. I don't think they want you understanding and bringing up each year that America is unique and we have a lot of things to be thankful for.
Indeed. Indeed. And we do. And we do have a lot to be thankful for, both individually and collectively. And it seems like so many of those things that really go to the foundational structure of our society and of our country, those are the things that are held up to be, nope, this is too old thinking, this is too destructive, and, you know, whatever they might say.
Yeah, you ask anybody who is a first-generation American who actually went through the citizenship process, and they don't understand why we're trying to drag our country down. They don't understand why the youth in this country is embracing with full on both arms the socialist ideas. They think we're nuts. You know, they just think we're nuts. This goes to the Susan Sarandon thing where you had an immigrant who was Muslim, and Susan Sarandon said, Muslim women in this country. Now you understand what Muslim women in the United States feel like, persecuted. And this immigrant said, are you out of your mind? Go live in a Muslim country as a woman for a while and come back and say that.
No kidding. Yeah, but it just becomes this thing that this cause that gets picked up, and it's almost chic. And it's kind of disgusting in that regard.
But it's virtue signaling, and it's disgusting.
Indeed. Well, Frank Salvato, hold on there just for a second, because we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, folks, more with our good friend Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com, and author of the book Nullification. Lots more on the other side. Stay right there, because we are coming right back.
You're listening to Dial 1.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads.
Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Help myself. I love this song. And folks, welcome back to the program, Wednesday edition. And the time is just flying by here on this Wednesday morning. And of course, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you. We're glad you're there. We're glad to be here. And we're glad that we have a phone number for you, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959, if you'd like to call in and opine, be part of the program this morning. Of course, with our good friend, Frank Salvato, author of the book Nullification, and also from undergroundusa.com. And Frank, thank you so much, by the way, for coming in here on this Wednesday edition, because, of course, we're going to be out of the studio on Thursday and Friday mornings this week. So we're glad you could make a special visit here.
Absolutely, anytime and always.
And very, very cool indeed. Well, we do have a caller holding on here, but just real quick, before we get to the caller, I wanted to get your take on what's happening with these reports that are coming in about the ceasefire deal, the possible exchange here of hostage, the prisoner exchange is what it's being called, but of course we're trying to get hostages back. What do you think overall about this?
It's a bad deal.
it's
a bad deal. We're going to trade innocence for fighters to rearm their battlefield. Yeah, that's brilliant. What's happened here is the brokered deal by the U.S. forcing Netanyahu to accept this. Is, you know, Biden knelt to the pressure of the fifth column. You know, on the universities, in the urban centers, all of the very loud, ignorant, uneducated people have forced Netanyahu to acquiesce to what's called a hudna. Mm-hmm. And if you understand what a hudna is in Arabic, it is the act of acting like you're in a ceasefire just so behind the scenes you can rearm, regroup, re-strategize, and redeploy. That's exactly what Hamas is doing.
Right, and this is going to take at least 4 days. At least that's what the initial agreement is. What do you think the possibility is? Is it really going to start up after 4 days again, or is there going to be a lot of pressure and somehow it gets extended? And again, this gives Hamas more time in order to regroup and do whatever it is that they want to do. You know, it's almost like a, quote, part of their plan, you know, because why else would they agree to such a thing?
You know, when Ehud Barak was the leader over in Israel, I would say, yeah, there's a good chance it would be extended, or you would see another quote unquote ceasefire slash Hud and that happened in very short order. I take Netanyahu at his word this time when he says enough is enough. We're going to hunt out Hamas and we're going to end this once and for all. He's always been someone who has kept his word when it comes to Hamas, Hezbollah, Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigades, Palestinian Islamic Jihad. So I'm banking on the fact that after 4 days, Israel goes, okay, we're going again.
Well,
we're
indeed.
Pick up where we left off, and I think that's I agree with him. Enough is enough.
Oh, sure, yeah, and also they're finding all this evidence that the world will see and is seeing of the tunnels and all the material and all this stuff. It's going to be harder and harder to keep the narrative going of, well, Israel's just pounding on Gaza and you know, they're the war criminals in this whole thing. And no, it's Hamas.
To the people who have been aware and actually didn't just feed off the pablum from the mainstream media about the Israeli-Palestinian issue, we've known for quite a long time that Hamas and the Hezbollah contingent inside West Bank and Gaza, they hide their armaments among the population. They use their own population as human shields. We've known this. We've known they've had tunnels to try not only move about inside Gaza and the West Bank, but move into Israel. You literally have to try not to understand that.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, so you know you want to get 50,000 stupid people in the streets screaming, "We need a ceasefire," and we're pro Hamas and pro Palestinian. They don't know the whole depth of this issue. You've got to start back almost 3,000 years to understand this full story. And let's make this point is here: Palestinians weren't in the land that today we understand Israel 3,000 years ago, but the Israelis were.
Indeed. I tell you what, let's head over to line one. We got Backgammon Bob again this morning. Backgammon Bob, good morning, and happy Thanksgiving again, and you're on with Frank Silvato.
Well, Frank, you know that they made us stop flying our drones over so we can't even get any surveillance of what's going on while the ceasefire is going on. I just want to inject that into it, too. Anyway, what I wanted to ask you about was, what do you think the chances of a red wave happening? And about Trump's chances versus if they replace Biden, if he doesn't make it, I think it's going to be Newsom or somebody else. How does Trump do in the polling versus the non-Biden candidates? All right, that's it, Frank.
Good question. Thanks, Backgammon Bob. What do you think, Frank?
Well, you have to know who the candidate is before you can even talk intelligently about that. That's not going to keep the media from trying to run a poll on it. You know, Trump is running against a straw pony. He's up by 16%. We've figured this out. It's scientific. You have to look at the players in the match. Right now, the players in the match, whether the Republican field likes it or not, is Donald Trump and Joe Biden, a rerun of what happened before. The only thing that Trump has going for him this time so far is that he's got a track record of success and people are embarrassed by Biden. Now, does that lead to a conclusion that Trump is going to win? No, it doesn't. Because last time, everybody thought that Trump was going to wipe the floor with Joe Biden, and he didn't, because there's too many variables on election day. So if Republicans want Trump or the Republican candidate, whoever it is to win, they had better set their sights on winning by 20 percentage points or more so the fudge factor doesn't count.
Indeed. That's right. You have to overcome the fraud. There's fraud in every, essentially every election, these big national elections for sure. But you're right. It has to be overwhelmed by attrition. And you've got to have such a unifying message that so many people are going to cross over and say, I've had it with Joe Biden, not just because of the issues that he's displaying, but because of the state of affairs that we're in right now.
Yeah, and now you've got a third-party spoiler in here. The question is going to be, who's he going to draw votes from in Kennedy?
Right.
You know, traditionally, he'd be drawing votes from Biden. But he's got some stances on some issues that really, really resonate with the middle. And elections are won in the middle. I love the fact that everybody thinks as long as I get my base vote out, I can win. That's not the case. You've got to make substantial inroads in the middle in order to win national elections in the United States. So if you are not talking to the people in the middle, you're probably going to lose. And this is where Kennedy comes in as a spoiler, because nobody's talking to the middle.
Indeed. That's exactly right. We got about a minute, but we do have Rick in Tampa who's called in, and I think he's got a question for you, Frank. Rick in Tampa, good morning again, and you're on with Frank Silvato.
Good morning. One thing that I've noticed that I think plays well for Mr. Trump's chances, he's not running his mouth or his fingers over the keyboard as often as he was. He hasn't made the glaring mistakes that he made as far as casual comments against insignificant people who would criticize him. And that's going to play well with the independents. I believe if he hadn't run his mouth as much in 2020, during that time, he would have probably, it would have been too close to steal.
That's a good point. And I think that,
you know, I think that the more he lays off the insignificant attacks that come against him, because he can't seem to be quiet about that sort of thing.
Good point, Rick.
Very well.
Good point, Rick. We got about 20 seconds, Frank, to respond. Go ahead.
All he's got to do is rewind the tape and play it for the people and say, this was my record.
Right.
There was peace in the Middle East. We weren't even close to World War III. The economy was thriving. Home ownership among every demographic was up. Entrepreneurship was up. China respected us more than they ever respected us today. Russia wasn't invading Ukraine. Just restate your record, Donald.
Very well said. Frank Silvato, thank you so much. And we're going to talk to you again on Monday, my friend. You have a very happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and everybody who's listening.
Thanks, Frank. Take care. And thank you, Rick in Tampa. Great call. Folks, stay right there, because when we come back at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking with Patrick Hyland from the Sports Zone. So stay right there. We're coming right back.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
U.S. USA News Update. A man who officials believe was the top assassin for El Chapo has been arrested in Mexico. Nestor Perez Salas was arrested by national security forces, and authorities are now looking to extradite him to the United States, where he's been wanted for nearly 3 years. President Biden has praised the arrest as a result of bravery and cooperation between the U.S. and Mexico. There's been a delay, but it looks like the hostages will be released early tomorrow morning.
A 4-day ceasefire in Gaza between Israel and Hamas will begin tomorrow morning, a day later than originally announced, as negotiators worked out final details of the deal, which is leading to the release of dozens of hostages held by militants and Palestinians imprisoned by Israel.
President Biden will be a part of the tree lighting ceremony in Nantucket tomorrow. Dave Collins, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
But I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through and rocketing through this Wednesday edition of the program. Kyle Warren with you, as I just said. 949-822-7959. 949-822-7959. It's been a great show so far. And as I said, remember at the beginning of the show this morning, it's chock full. We've had a lot going on. We've had a lot of great callers. And we have Patrick Hyland on the line, of course, host of the Sports Zone right here on AM 860 The Answer, our flagship station. And you can hear him on Sunday mornings from 11 a.m. To 12 p.m. Eastern, as I said, right here on AM 860 The Answer. Good morning and happy Thanksgiving early, Mr. Patrick Hyland.
Good morning, Cal. Good morning, audience. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody, and have a safe weekend coming up. Going to be a lot of fun. A lot of sports this weekend.
That's right.
Tomorrow, you know, you have the three NFL games, and then you have a bunch of college games Friday, and then you also are going to have a pro game at 3 o'clock. The New York Jets and Miami Dolphins will kick it off at 3 p.m. Eastern on Friday, so pretty neat weekend coming up, and a lot of rivalry games Saturday and Friday. And then, you know, we'll have all the NFL games Sunday to discuss, too, on the show. So that'll be great. Some breaking news, Cal. Washington jumps Florida State to move into the college football playoff position, number 4.
Wow.
So a lot of people said that was going to happen because of Florida State losing their quarterback. And we'll see what happens between Michigan and Ohio State on Saturday. If it's a real close game, you know, do you just move, you know, one of those teams down to number four? Do you let Florida State move back to four and drop one of those to five? It's going to be a conundrum for the committee to decide. They had put in the bylaws when they vote on the committee, if a team loses their star player, does that change them going to a playoff, you know, in the playoff system?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why that happened. And I get it. I understand it. But it's kind of hard if you're undefeated not to put you in the championship game with a team that has one loss. Correct, Kyle?
Yeah, I would suppose so. Yeah.
You know, so that's kind of the way I should see that. But we'll see what happens. And then Alabama, what happens if they upset Georgia in the SEC championship game? They'll have one loss, but the number one team, as long as everything goes accordingly this weekend. So it's going to be a lot of fun and a lot of discussion. So the NFL denied Jackson the pill. They're going to hold his 4-game suspension. And so he'll miss the next 4 games. I thought they might give him a break, but no, they're going to, you know, really stick to it because they're tired of the dangerous hits, okay? And I agree with that. You know, player safety needs to really be at the utmost concern. Too many guys are getting hurt on cheap shots, and that needs to stop. To said least, Kyle.
Well, that's right. And it's back in the day, of course, they would have called it unsportsmanlike conduct. You know, these kinds of
correct.
Things. Yeah.
Yep. And now, you know, they eject you. They do you unsportsmanlike, 15 yards, and you're out of the game, pal, if it's that flagrant.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think that's a good idea. Well, as soon as you, you know, start with your head and launch your body, you know, your intentions are obviously to really, you know, put some pain on the guy and hurt the guy. And that's just dangerous. That's all there is to it.
And you got young people who are watching that, too. And you don't want them emulating that or thinking, well, this is just the way you play the game.
Very good point, Kyle. You know, we have a lot of youth out there playing the game. It's a great game for a foundation because football and life are very synonymous to how you have to work with people and treat people and work as a team, you know, in life. Life's a team game. So that's why I really dig, the concept of sports, because I think it does help a lot of young men and women just create a better life for themselves and a better understanding of working with other people. That's the way it's going to be.
Well, indeed.
Go ahead.
Well, thanks, Patrick. Yeah, I was simply going to say, yeah, because sometimes, you know, the chips can be down, you know, and you feel like you're just losing. But yet you get a good play going in the case of football, and you could turn the whole game around with one great play, you know. But just like in life, you feel like sometimes you're losing, you're down a little bit. And but yet, if you persevere, that's where the touchdown's going to come from.
So true, Kyle. Just like in life, you know, 90% is showing up. So if you keep trying, keep showing up, you'd be surprised the good things that can happen. So it's so true. Speaking of persevering, this young man Boyle. For the Jets. He's going to be the starting quarterback on Friday against the Dolphins. Guy who's persevering, just keeps on hanging in there. So, you know, he's going to give it his best shot and see if he can show what he has to offer, because Aaron Rodgers went down earlier for the Jets. The kid from BYU is doing the best he can, but for some reason it's just not clicking. So they're going to give this kid a shot and see what can happen. So, I'm looking forward to Friday's game between the Dolphins and Jets. Good AFC matchup and good for a lot of people. So that's going to be nice to witness. For all our fantasy friends out there, a few players that are trying to get back into it. Calvin Ridley for the Jacksonville Jaguars did very well this past weekend. We'll see if he can continue that with Trevor Lawrence, the QB. They're the talk of North Florida and South Georgia right now, the Jacksonville Jaguars. We'll see if they can keep it going. So I'm looking forward to see what happens there, Kyle. Any college games that you're looking forward to this weekend, Kyle? Who's your favorite college team, sir?
Well, yeah, I would follow more of the NFL, so I'm getting better at college. But what do you think, even on for Thanksgiving Day? What do you think the matchups are going to what do you think we'll see, or who's favored?
Well, you know, I'm looking forward to the Detroit-Green Bay game to kick it off at 12:30 because you're looking at Detroit. This is going to be one of the few years that they really have a shot to go deep into the playoffs and win that division. And normally they don't look good on Thanksgiving Day. I'm counting on them looking real good and winning the game against the Packers, even though Green Bay had a great game against the Chargers last Sunday. So that's something to look out for all the people, you know. People on the West Coast, 9:30, kicking it off, you know.
Exactly.
Day, get your turkeys ready and watch some football. And then at 4:30, everybody always tunes into the Dallas Cowboys. So we'll have the Cowboys against the Commanders. Used to be the Redskins, which was kind of cool. Cowboys and Indians on Thanksgiving Day, right?
But, well, yeah, and this is kind of a different kind of Thursday night football because it's on Thanksgiving Day. I guess it's a little different, but it's still a midweek game overall.
Oh yeah, oh it is. Really do some things this year. They have the talent and they can put it all together. But Philadelphia showed Monday night they find a way to win against the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs in Kansas City. The weather had something to do with that game. I can't wait. I don't think it'll happen in our lifetime, Kyle, but I sure can't wait till the day when all the stadiums are domed, because then guess what? The weather doesn't dictate the outcome of the game.
Exactly.
And that's something that shouldn't happen, in my humble opinion. People disagree, but I just don't think that's in today's world, that's not the way the game's supposed to be. You have to evolve. You have to change. You have to adapt. And saying that, Kyle, that's what, you know, I try to do every day for people. Things change in the financial world, in the insurance world, on a yearly basis. And you have to look every year at what you need to do and what you can do. And save money. Make sure you're legally sound. Do what's best for yourself and your family. And, you know, we'll take, you know, Thanksgiving Day and spend all day eating turkey and watching football 1 hour a year just to look at really what we should do financially for ourselves. And that's not smart. So do yourself a favor. This Thanksgiving, you know, you're going to be around family and friends. And think about that. And give me a call at 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052. Patrick Allen, catch me Sunday from 11 to 12. And if you're a computer guy, go to GrahamCapitalAdvisors.com. That's GrahamCapitalAdvisors.com. And schedule an appointment with me or call me to give you a call. God bless you, Cal. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Talk to you Friday, sir.
Talk to you soon. Talk to you on Monday. We're going to be out of the studio on Friday, but we'll talk to you again on Monday.
Talk to you Monday, brother.
All right, take care, man. All right, Patrick Hyland, everybody. We're coming right back with Brandon Rhymes.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through and rocketing through here and now to the final segment of the program for this Wednesday morning. It's been a great show so far. We really appreciate the calls. We really appreciate the direct messages. And we just appreciate you being there because that's what this program, we're building this program for you, and we're always glad to hear from you. And, of course, also, just, again, a quick program note, we're going to be out of the studio for Thanksgiving Day. That's Thursday morning, also Friday morning. But then we're going to be back live for the weekend show. That's Saturday morning, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. again for the weekend edition. So we're back live then, but we hope that you enjoy your Thanksgiving. And once again, happy Thanksgiving to everybody listening. And somebody else we want to say happy Thanksgiving to, and that, of course, none other than Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback. He's also heard right here on our flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on the Consumer Quarterback Show. Good morning, Brandon.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
Yeah, likewise, Kyle. Appreciate it, man.
You know, there's so many things. I couldn't even begin to count, you know. And I think that's why Thanksgiving is so important is, you know, we get a chance to really just kind of reflect on that. And take a great day to, you know, be with friends and family, hopefully.
Absolutely, yeah. It's such a great time to reflect and just really look back and thank God for, you know, everything we have, our families, our livelihoods, our businesses, our safety, our security. I mean, we've got a lot here in the United States that, folks across the country or the world are, in a much worse position than us. So, yeah, we're thankful for that and, you know, praying for peace and hoping that we can, continue to, see optimistic, measures that are, in the future here, looking into 24, hopefully we can make some changes.
Indeed. Well, of course, as we go into 24, one of the things that believe will start happening is the Fed may start, reducing interest rates at some point. Do you think that that's in the near term, or are they going to try to get to the, better part of next year to figure out if it's needed or if it would work?
You know, it's anybody's guess nowadays. I mean, it's really hard to tell what these guys are going to do in D.C. These, it's a lot of feckless leadership. It's a lot of politics up there, and it's really hard to see. But I do feel like it's getting to a point where they're going to stop raising rates. I'm hearing more and more, reading more articles about the potential for a price or interest rate reduction starting to happen. I follow a lot of the economists, and one that's really good is the NAR, National Association of Realtor Economists, and he's kind of leaning that way as well. Inventory is still low in the real estate market, and in most markets we still have low inventory, so that's keeping pricing pretty stable. And it's gonna be interesting to see how it turns out. But we really need to focus on improving the economy, and the real estate is such a major driver of the economy. I don't see how they can't, allow that to happen naturally.
Well, sure. And of course, I was just talking with Frank Salvato earlier in the hour, and we kind of got on the subject of people spending for Christmas time and the holiday season. And are you finding that people are going to want to hold on to their cash? I mean, especially if they're trying to do things around their house, because one of the things they can't do very easily right now is get money out of their house, at least traditionally, to refinance. And so, I mean, obviously people they've got to prioritize.
Yeah, they are. They're that dollar. They're making sure the dollar goes further these days. Some people are taking out home equity lines to do improvements, or maybe consolidate cash or consolidate credit cards. But yeah, it's I think people are much more cautious about what they're spending on. They, we have the credit card debt at an all time high. We have the savings rate at an all time low, and that's a bad combination.
Indeed. Something else that, Brandon, that you're really known for, and of course, because you have the Consumer Quarterback Show there here on AM 860, and that is, when we've talked before, you've talked about, consumer fraud, are there scams that go on? And I would think that especially, and this is really the kickoff now of the holiday season with Thanksgiving upon us, are there a lot of scams out there, especially that might even particularly target elderly folks, or just, what's the new thing that's happening out there?
Yeah, there sure are. We like to be a consumer watchdog in a sense with the Consumer Quarterback Show. And yeah, there's so many things to be cautious of. And anytime somebody's kind of fishing for information, asking you for social security numbers, banking information, and it could be via text messages, emails, direct messages through one of the social media apps, Facebook, et cetera. You've got to really be cautious, slow down. Don't jump to that conclusion of, oh, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and send them my info. Artificial intelligence is a game changer for this space. People are able to change voices or recreate voices of friends or loved ones. I had it happen to a friend of mine that they had her allegedly in the back seat of a car speaking to her daughter and saying, yes, give them the money. Give them the money. They're going to kill me. I'm in the back seat. It's pretty crazy what they can do with this artificial intelligence. So the key there, I would say, is to develop a family code word. Say, okay, what's the code word? And if they don't know the code word, then they're scamming you.
Well, indeed. And it's unfortunate, yes, but we have to come up with countermeasures You know, it's almost like right. you have to be like a secret agent or something and have protocols of how you're going to communicate and what you're going to say, what you're not going to say to tip off your family that something else is wrong. I mean, it's just the kind of the society that we've grown into here.
Yeah, it really is with everything, you know, so many things being electronic and you know, impersonal and able to be done over the internet. And, you know, there's a lot of different ways. Be careful when you're on a guest Wi-Fi. You know, people, there's professionals that will go to a Starbucks coffee shop, et cetera, and they will wait for people to come in and start measuring their keystrokes on their, somehow they can get through their computer through the Wi-Fi. You just got to be really cautious. Use your own, you know, change your passwords that often, you know, as often as you can. And, yeah, two-stroke or the, what do they call it? The authentication where it goes to your phone and you type in the number.
Two-factor authentication, exactly.
Two-factor.
Yeah.
That's the key. Yeah, those are all measures that you can do. And we've got a really good tech guy that works on our show, one of our tech experts. You know, we have experts in 40 different categories of expert contributors, you know, attorneys, CPAs, tech guys, all types of, you know, Second Amendment experts. So, yeah, think about us whenever you are in these positions. We want to help people and especially our family here on the answer. And, yeah, definitely just, you know, consumerqb.com is our website. It's consumerqb like quarterback. And, yeah, we've got a lot of resources there, call, text, email, however you want to communicate with us. We'd love to hear from you.
Very, very cool indeed. Well, we hope that you have some great plans for Thanksgiving, and we're going to look forward to talking with you again next Wednesday here on the program. But wish you you and your family a great Thanksgiving, Brandon.
Yeah, likewise. Keep up all the great work over there, man. Hearing some really good things and doing a great job with the show, Kyle.
Thank you. That makes my day. Thank you. I appreciate that so much. Very much indeed.
Absolutely.
Well, very cool. Brandon Rimes.
Well-deserved.
Oh, thank you so much. I just really appreciate that. Well, Brandon Rimes, consumer quarterback. And again, you can hear Brandon 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, right here on AM 860. Take care and happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Kyle. You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
All right, Brandon Rimes, everybody. And, yes, we're heading into the final moments here of the program here for this Wednesday morning. And I do appreciate what Brandon was saying. It means the world to me. I really appreciate getting the compliments. And also we got people calling in, and we have people sending messages. And I appreciate your thoughts, and I appreciate your approach to things. And, again, it just really does my heart so much, so much good. To hear from different people all across the country and all of our great guests. And, again, so many things to be thankful for, myself personally at this Thanksgiving. And, the Lord has blessed me very, very much throughout my life, but has just, continues to do so. And that's my wish for you. That's my wish on this Thanksgiving, and I hope that you have a really, really good Thanksgiving. If you can gather together with friends, family, loved ones. And folks, we're going to be back live on Saturday morning, and I'm going to look forward to that. But I hope that you have a couple of great days here, and we're going to see you on Saturday. So happy Thanksgiving once again. Take care out there. Make it a great day. And we'll see you soon. Kyle Warren with you.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.